This podcast replay is brought to you by EssentialMovingExperts.com. 5-star rated. 25 years of experience in the moving business. Family owned and operated. They offer free 30-day storage. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Mention the Big O and get $150 off. Moving was never so easy. EssentialMovingExperts.com.
I mean, listen, Mario Cristobal now owns, okay? He owns it. The worst season I have ever seen the Miami Hurricanes. He owns it. Okay? He owns it. And I'm a Mario fan. I believe he's going to turn it around. But forever, he will carry that he owes. He owes it. I mean, owns it. He owns the worst season ever by a Hurricanes head coach. That's not a good thing for Mario Cristobal to start off his career as the head coach of the University of Miami. The most disgraceful, embarrassing, despicable season I have ever seen in Coral Gables was the 2022 season. And by the way, just like Mike McDaniel, we can't be having that conversation again at the end of next year. Okay? That what went on this past year under Mario can never, ever, 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 ever happen again. Because if it ever happens again, you got the wrong coach. And if Mike McDaniel at the end of this season still can't figure out the challenge, still players are still not lining up at the right spots, they're not running the right routes, you don't have a good feel for the game, you don't know when to stay running the football, all those kind of things, then you got the wrong coach too. Okay? I got to be honest. I'm a Mario fan, but I can be wrong too. So none of this shit that went on this year, it better not go on next year at all. This coming season, you have weeded out the players pretty much that you don't want. You've brought in and transferred in, and you've used the transfer portal to bring in players that are already ready to play that you want. You know, Manny Diaz actually did a good job with the portal and brought in guys that he instantly made an impact. You better do the same thing. And that's why Mario had to make this change, because his first season was as uninspiring as it ever has been for any coach of any team in the history of South Florida. Okay? It's just as bad as Cam Cameron's 1-15. Yeah. It's just as disgraceful as that Riley season to get Beasley. Right? But with Riley, come on, man. That's an aberration. That's nothing. You can deal with a crap season with the Heat and Riley because Riley's God. He's giving you a crap ton of playoffs and division titles and conference titles and 3 NBA world championships. Riley can have a little valley every once in a while. Who cares? You know what I mean? Riley's amazing. Spo's amazing. But they're proven. Mario and Mike have to prove it. And this was the first step for Mario here. Well, one of many steps, let me put it this way, that he needs to correct for next season. Talent, coaching, and then the next thing is results. And he better get improved results next year. And he better find the right offensive coordinator to replace Josh Gattis. But he did today what he was supposed to do. Fire his ass. Because he was not the right fit. And I got to say, this looks to me like nobody wanted Josh Gattis. Was Josh Gattis just a fluke at Michigan? Because the job he did here made it look like it was a fluke at Michigan.